From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. warns Russian airstrikes in Syria only inflame the conflict. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russian airstrikes in Syria, launched Wednesday, hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State targets. He told reporters Russian intervention will only inflame the civil war.
Fighting ISIL without pursuing a parallel political transition only risks escalating the civil war in Syria, and with it, the very extremism and instability that Moscow claims to be concerned about and aspire to fighting. So this approach, that approach, is tantamount, as I said then, to pouring gasoline on the fire.
Mr. Carter says the U.S.-led coalition will continue to target the IS group despite Russia's request U.S. aircraft not use the same airspace. U.S.-led strikes were conducted Wednesday over Aleppo. Meanwhile, U.S. defense officials say Russia bombed near the western Syrian city of Homs. The U.S. and Russian militaries are expected to hold talks on ways to avoid encounters in the air. Burkina Faso's interim president, Michel Kafando, Wednesday visited the captured barracks of the presidential guard in the capital, Ouagadougou, following its failed coup 2 weeks ago.
L'honneur est sauf pour notre vaillante armée nationale.
Mr. Kafando praised the army for an operation, he said, to retake the barracks that caused no casualties. He said the reputation of the army has been restored. The government is trying to convince coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré to surrender a day after he sought refuge in the Vatican embassy. The guard launched the coup September 16 after the interim government barred supporters of former President Kompory from running in this month's elections. This is VOA News.